one of the questions that I've had asked me several times over the course of years is, what was the baptism of Jesus all about? If it was a baptism of repentance, what did he need to repent of? We believe that he was sinless. And so, why did he go into that water? Why did he need to be baptized? I think the answer is that he went into that water as all humanity. He had become one with us. And he came to gather us to himself. And so he walks into that water not just as an individual, but as a representative of the human race, saying, in behalf of us all, we need to repent. We need to change our lives. We need to live in new and different ways. You know, after Jesus is baptized and he's at prayer, Luke says, the heavens were open, and the Father said, you are my beloved Son. If we remember that through baptism, you and I have become members of Christ, then in a sense, the Father is not saying that just to Jesus, but he is saying it to each and every one of us that have become members of Christ Jesus through those life-giving waters of baptism. The Father is truly saying to us, you are my beloved Son. You are my beloved daughter. Because in Christ Jesus, we have become truly sons and daughters of the Heavenly Father. Because we have become one with him. We have become members of his body. We share that great gift of himself to the Father. And because we share that great gift, we also share his risen life. If only we remain in him and we allow him to remain in us. I think in many ways, this feast is another manifestation of the deep love that God has for each and every one of us. I was struck by the images in the readings today. Like a shepherd, he feeds his flock. In his arms, he gathers the lambs, carrying them in his bosom, and leading the ewes with care. That is what God is doing to us. Through Jesus, his Son, he is gathering us. He is carrying us. He is bringing us to everlasting life. Can we believe in that love? Let us go to the second reading. When the kindness and generous love of God our Savior appeared, not because of any righteous deeds we had done, but because of his mercy, he has saved us through the bath of rebirth. We had done nothing to deserve it. But God has reached out to us through Jesus, his Son. He has given us new life through those life-giving waters of baptism. Now, if I can remember that line from the song, he's bathed us in glory. We share the glory of the risen Christ. So much is God's love for us. I simply want to invite you today to ponder that love. To try to own that love, accept that love. Try to realize how deeply each and every one of us, no matter what we have done, where we have been, how much we are loved by this God, that he would reach out to us through his Son Jesus, who who died on the cross for us. That he would reach out to us, not to condemn us, but to give us life. Can we believe in that love? If we truly let that love touch us, I'm convinced our lives will be different. If we truly let that love touch us, we'll become lights to others. We will want them to know about the love we have experienced, the mercy we have encountered in Christ Jesus, our Savior.